up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, back for another week of great old-time music here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, it's an hour of great polkas and old-time music. So glad you're along with us. Hope you cleared a little room there in the living room, moved the coffee table out of the way and whatnot, so you're ready for a little dancing, huh? I'm sure there are people who dance every week when this show comes on. Maybe this is going to be one of those weeks. Crazy dancing time, I don't know. Let's start out with something tough, huh? The Suicide Polka? What kind of a name is that for a record of happy music for happy people? Happy Bernie Gojdish and his orchestra. Yeah, I assume it's because the song is difficult to play. I don't actually know that because I couldn't play the song anyway. But here they are to get the show rolling this week. The Suicide Polka. There you go, Bernie Gojdish and his orchestra. Happy Bernie Gojdish. Did I say happy? I want to be sure I didn't leave that out. The Suicide Polka, getting us rolling in another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. We do this. We play old-time records on the show, so glad you were able to tune in again or stumble upon us, whatever the case might be for you this week. I'm going to try to knock over a big stack of records halfway through the show like I did last week, although I have a teetering stack again. We'll see what happens. All right, Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners. Obviously, they're from Pennsylvania, and appropriately enough, they're doing the Hats Off to Pennsylvania Polka.
Pennsylvania, hats off to our great state. We're proud to entertain you in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. Hats off to all the people who help to make her great. They sign the Declaration of Independence to guide us straight. your hand in welcome to view our paradise. We're proud of Pennsylvania.
To Pennsylvania, Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. What better group to sing that song? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us again for another show. Okay, I have to remember, do not put records in that stack or we will have another incident like we did last week. Boy, I don't know what to talk about this week. Beautiful sunshiny day here in northern Minnesota. After a week-long week of rain and clouds and snow and blech. But hopefully we've turned the corner. I don't know. But I do have a good winter song coming up a little bit later in the show that I like to play every winter. And I couldn't find the record all winter long. And I stumbled on it this morning. And I was like, all right, I'm playing it, even if the snow is gone. But that's coming up here in a little bit. Right now, it's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. This is the Alice Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra there, the Alice Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week, doing the same thing. Want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop in and say hi when you have an opportunity to do so. Over 1,400 accordions concertinas on display. And I think that that is impressive enough just on its own to entice you to pay them a visit. That is what I think. Then you throw in the beautiful concert hall. You throw in all their workshops and celebrations and concerts and events that they have throughout the year. You throw in their accordion repair and technician school, one of the few places left in the world where you can learn the art of repairing and maintaining these instruments. Then you throw in things like their gift shop, their giant collection of information, stuff, history, memorabilia. Check it out. Look at the website. Find out more. worldofaccordions.org. You can even shop the gift shop online. And if you're going to find yourself up around Lake Superior, around the Duluth Superior area, may want to put it on your agenda of something fun to do. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the interwebs. Take a look. All right, now, you know we always do at least one waltz in every show. I can tell you right now I'm up to two waltzes for this week's show already. Because I got one coming up next, and I told you I had a winter song coming up later, and that is also a waltz. So we have a couple of them. John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman over here on turntable number one. Of course, we're used to hearing Whoopi John do this tune as well. Here's John Check's version with the Wisconsin Dutchman. And come wet your mustache with me.
Left over, here's what he'd say to his pals: come wet your mustache with me, comb for your sideburns is free. If you are fond of an old-fashioned spot, I'll take you out where you'll like it a lot. Come wet your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary, come on and make merry. Come wet your mustache with me. Come wet your mustache with me.
John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman doing their version of Come Wet Your Mustache with Me here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Want to remind you, by the way, that, you know, if you need to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, need a request or a dedication or question about a record or a band or a group or whatever, we had a lot of letters and stuff from people saying, you know, my grandpa played in that band you played that record of 6 weeks ago. It's pretty amazing and everything. We love that stuff, man. Many ways you can get in touch with us. You can call area code 218-259-2985. You could either leave a voice message or send a text to that number. That's 218-259-2985. Or if you like, you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work out for you, you can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where we're at there. So just some ways you can communicate back at us here at the Oompa Hour. Springtime in the Rockies. I always think of that as a waltz when it's springtime in the Rockies. Yeah. But the Russ Brothers Orchestra does it polka style.
When it's spring time in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
There you go, springtime in the Rockies, polka style, the Russ Brothers Orchestra, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Last week, I believe, we played a record by Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, and now we're going to play another one. Why? Because it felt like a good time to do so. From 1957, this particular recording, Lawrence Welk and his champagne music, and yes, this one even says it's featuring Myron Florin on the accordion. You've seen him on the TV. Now you can hear him on your radio or your podcast or your iPhone or your streaming thing or whatever you happen to be listening to. Back to 1957, Lawrence Welk and the gang, the Tinker Polka. We'll be right back. you have it, the Tinker Polka. Lawrence Welk there. You could just see old Larry dancing with some gal from the audience in the middle of that one, couldn't you? That's the Tinker Polka back to 1957 here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yes, Myron Florin on the accordion. And that one, the Dynatones are up next, and the Suzanne Come Back Polka.
There's a girl that I know who has left me so blue. She decided to leave me alone. I can still see her pretty blue eyes as I cry, and I'm hoping that soon she'll come home.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I think back to the time when our love was so fine. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
Suzanne and I would sing or talk about everything. We had a love we thought would never die, but it happened so fast when the worst came to pass. My Suzanne has said her last goodbye.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me. So happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
They have the Dynatones and Suzanne, please come back to me here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, as we do this every week. Sit around, spin the polka records, and in my mind, I see you all dancing in a kitchen. Oddly enough, before noon with coffee brewing on the stove. Not in a coffee maker, mind you, but I envision like a percolator sitting on a stove. I don't know why, but that is the picture I get in my mind of y'all, and that could be totally incorrect, and that's perfectly fine. I do have a wintertime waltz coming up here in just a little bit, so waltz fans, stand by for another chance to dance slow, and winter fans, stand by for a record I usually play during the winter, and now here it is May, and I couldn't find the record during the winter, so that's coming up. But first, it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and the last time I saw Henry.
The last time I saw Henry.
Last time I saw Henry, good old Henry, my best friend. I was walking with my true love, strolling down the street. I'll bet you never guessed who we happened to meet. I said, darling, this is Henry, and you could almost hear her purr. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her.
Was in his tailor-made suit, his foreign-made car, his hand-painted tie, or dollar cigar? Was it his eyes, or his mustache, or the Philadelphia bankroll he just happened to flash?
I remember Henry. Henry smiling. All the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her. Fancy tailor-made suit, the foreign-made car, were borrowed from me, so was the cigar. They drove away my girl and Hank, and to think I even paid to put the gas in the tank.
I remember Henry waving, all the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw.
A very rousing number from Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, which can mean only one thing after a rousing number like that, that we move on to something slow. Because I have a waltz for you next. This is a record that I usually want to play in the winter, and I looked for it all winter, and I couldn't find this record. I don't know how it got. I have a special place for special records, you know, like records that tie in with a holiday or a season or something. Like if I need When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, I know right where it is. And I usually know right where this record is because it's a wintertime song. Not a Christmas song, mind you, but a wintertime song, especially around here up in the North Country. And I couldn't find it, and I couldn't find it. Well, here I found it in a completely wrong section. Not entirely unusual with my record filing system and my amazing attention to detail. The Howie Starts Orchestra, and this is the Snowmobile Waltz.
On my snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath the winter sky of blue. My snowmobile, o'er the soft white snow to the woods we'll go. There'll be just we two singing I love you neath the winter sky of blue.
All right, all you snowmobilers there, hope you're done waltzing. The Howie Starts Orchestra there with the Snowmobile Waltz, one of those records really appreciated, only where it snows. You know, people in Texas are not thinking, oh, I'd sure like to ride my snowmobile. All right, now what's fun is when you take a popular musical, like, I don't know, The Music Man, The Sound of Music, Flower Drum Song, Oklahoma, any of those, you take a song from it and you turn it into a polka. Larry Chesky has done that. This is called the My Fair Lady Polka.
Thank you.
All right, Larry Chesky there. I could have danced all night here on TM Zumba Hour. They call that the My Fair Lady Polka, actually. Hey, there's not a lot of places where you're going to hear that one anymore. You're in the middle of another edition of Tim Zumba Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us again. And I want to remind you, too, that wherever you're listening to us, whether you're listening at a radio station or a web stream or a podcast or I don't know, there's a million ways to listen to stuff nowadays. Take a minute, send an email or a letter or phone call or whatever to wherever you're hearing it, not to us, but to wherever the radio station is or whoever's doing the program that you're listening to, that they have opted to include the Oompa Hour as part of their programming. Send them out. Tell them you're digging it. Send them a little letter, a little email. Send them a box of donuts, for Pete's sake, that says, hey, thanks for broadcasting the Oompa Hour so we can hear some fun old-time music every week. All right? Do that if you have a chance. I like the donut idea is my best idea yet, I think. They'll appreciate it. All right, the Peanuts Polka, one of those records that everybody knows. And a lot of different polka bands have done the Peanuts polka. What's the difference between a polka band and a polka orchestra? Is there an actual definition? I'm going to look that up while we're listening to this record. Bob Szymanski's orchestra and the Peanuts polka. They have the Peanuts Polka, Bob Szymanski, and his orchestra here on Tim Zumba Hour. And I pause because while you were listening to the Bob Szymanski orchestra do the Peanuts Polka, I looked up the difference between a band and a polka, or a band and an orchestra. And apparently, and I looked it up at five different places, in including music education sites and Wikipedia and all the different things, and that was clearly not an orchestra. No, an orchestra has a string section. Mm-hmm, strings. All these bands, like Glenn Miller Orchestra, not an orchestra. He didn't have strings in the band, did he? I don't think so. It can be difficult for those that aren't well-versed in music to understand the differences between a band and an orchestra. Both play music, are led by a director, and perform in concerts. However, the differences between a band and an orchestra have nothing to do with these things. A music band is a group of musicians playing mainly wind instruments. In fact, it comprises of only these instruments, both brass wind and woodwind instruments. An orchestra has a much wider variety of instruments. Wind and string instruments are played side by side in an orchestra, with the latter taking a more prominent role. If a band has strings, that's a band has strings, it becomes a symphonic band. String instruments in a symphonic band include cello and bass, although the piano and harp could also make an appearance, although this is less common. An orchestra, on the other hand, consists of instruments from all families, that is string, wind, and wood, strings more center stage with the violin taking the limelight. So all these polka bands that are calling themselves an orchestra, according to every definition they could find, is technically not, but how are we going to argue with them? Or not, that is the answer. But now we have the answer to the question. I've wondered that constantly, and I'm thrilled that I finally bothered to look it up. All right, Gardy K and the Kaufus Band, K-U-H-F-U-S-S, Kaufus Band, Gardy K and the Kaufus Band. Yikes, this is the Red Check Polka. Oh my, there you go. Gardy K and the Kaufus Band, K-U-H-F-U-S-S. Maybe it's Kaufus. I'm not sure. Anyway, that is the Red Check Polka. That much I am certain of. Here on the Oompa Hour, glad you're with us for another exciting show. I have the Redbirds up next, and this one should get you moving. It's called the Dance, Dance, Dance Polka. Thank you. you following the instructions there? Will you dance, dance, dancing? That's the dance, dance, dance polka. That's the Redbirds here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show as we work our way into the last little quadrant of the show here for another week. Think we can get a few more records in here. Can we play two Frankie Yankovic records in one show? I mean, I know we already played one, but I have another one sitting here. And we're probably going to have to play it because it's in the stack, and I like to play what's in the stack. Joe Krajcik and his Beer Town Band. This is the Red Raven Polka. How many of you were singing the lyrics to that? Because there's words to that song, too. And every time I hear an instrumental version, I'm singing it to myself. Red Raven Polka, Joe Krajcik and his Beer Town Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Yeah, I got another Frank Yankovic record on the turntable, and it's coming up for you next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now I told you that I had another Frankie Yankovic record sitting here in the stack for this week, so I need to play it because, like I say, it's in the stack. So here we are, all the Yanks, along with Frank. This is Roseanne Polka number 2. Roseanne Polka number 2. It's Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. That is your old-time oldie show. I think we can jam a couple more tunes into the show this week. What do you think about that? Jimmy Starr and the orchestra, even though I wrote and his band, because there is not a violin section. It's technically not an orchestra, as we discussed earlier, but I got to put down what's on the record. Anyway, there's this old house polka.
This old house is getting shaky, this old house is getting old. This old house lets in the rain, this old house lets in the cold. Oh, my knees are getting chilly, but I feel no fear of pain, cause I see an angel peeking through a broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to order the hinges, nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'll get ready. This old house is afraid of thunder, this old house is afraid of storms, this old house just groans and trembles when lightning brings its arms. This old house is getting feeble, this old house is needing paint, just like me it's tuckered out, but I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the
Jimmy Starr and the orchestra doing this old house polka on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show, just about ready to wrap up another week of great old-time music. We'll jam one more little tune in here. It's Matt Vorderbruggen and the Hoo La La Polka.
I lived in the city. I had a model, very pretty.
Ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la, ooh la 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 la.
She modeled for me winter and summer. That wasn't what I wanted from her.
Ooh la la.
There you go, Matt Vorderbruggen there, and the Hoo La La Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show as we get things taken care of for another week here on the show. Ah, holy cow, hey, we did it without any record stack falling over incidents. I'm very happy to hear about that, you know. Anyway, I'll get another stack of records ready, we'll do it again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced in the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, downtown Bovee, as a matter of fact. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum and Kept Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.